Unit 3. Amazing History. Greensboro Sit-ins. February 1st, 1960, was an important day in the American Civil Rights Movement. That day, four African American university students were refused service at a lunch counter at Woolworth's department store in Greensboro, North Carolina. The act of separating the black race was still widespread in the American South at that time. Black Americans could not use the same libraries, parks, swimming pools, restrooms, and buses as whites. These four students peacefully remained at the Woolworth's lunch counter. They were following Martin Luther King's philosophy of peaceful protest. The students were not forced to leave. The next day, 24 students joined the sit-in. These protests spread to 9 states and more than 50 cities within 2 months. When this story was reported in newspapers in other parts of the U.S., Americans finally understood the problem. Many people didn't know that African Americans were kept from using basic public services. This event changed the public opinion of civil rights issues. In July 1960, the four students were able to eat lunch at Woolworth's. The sit-ins were successful in other cities, too. Moreover, these protests led up to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Today, part of the original Greensboro lunch counter is on display in the Smithsonian Museum.